From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A lawyer for one of the five men going on trial in New York for the September 11th terror attack says all five defendants plan to plead not guilty. Attorney Scott Fenstermaker met with his client at Guantanamo Bay last week. He says federal prosecutors are putting out untruths about the defendants.
It is the United States that is perpetrating the propaganda. I've been involved in this for a number of years, and it's the United States that is dispensing the propaganda.
Fenstermaker says the men will use the trial to explain their assessment of American foreign policy. The Department of Justice says federal courts will not tolerate any disruptions. Republican Senator John McCain says NATO should not even be discussing an Afghanistan exit strategy until it gets the upper hand in the fight against the Taliban. McCain was speaking at an international security conference in Halifax. Dan Karpinchuk has details.
McCain told the conference that success in war-torn Afghanistan is the only way out of the conflict. That, he said, is when you start to draw down. He also warned that history shows that if a withdrawal date is set, the enemy simply waits until you leave. McCain also said President Obama's delay in reaching a decision on a strategy for Afghanistan is creating uncertainty within the military as the security situation in Afghanistan worsens. Canada's former Chief of Defense Staff, Rick Hillier, also speaking to the conference, said the West has one shot to turn the war around over the next year and a half. He said a surge in the troops is not only fundamental, but absolutely essential. And Hillier said the only person to deliver that commitment is President Obama. About 300 delegates, including Canada's defense minister and the U.S. Secretary of Defense, attended the summit, which discussed everything from the war in Afghanistan to the future of NATO. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad starts an official visit to Brazil today. The trip is part of a plan by Brazil's president to play a larger role in the Middle East peace process. Richard Reynolds has the story from Buenos Aires.
President Lula da Silva hosted Israeli President Shimon Peres just 2 weeks ago, and the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, came last week. Da Silva has said that he believes that U.S. policies in the Middle East are obviously not working and thinks a more independent broker such as Brazil may be more effective. Getting three of the most important leaders from the region to come to Brazil within weeks of each other has certainly raised the country's profile in the Middle East. Political commentators in Brazil are speculating that Da Silva is also looking for a new role for himself. He is set to retire next year after serving two terms as Brazil's president. Da Silva has also endorsed Iran's nuclear ambitions as long as they remain peaceful. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Asian stock markets are mixed as investors wait for a stream of reports that could confirm the U.S. economy is beginning to stabilize, but at a slower pace than expected. Financial markets in Japan were closed for a national holiday. Stock markets edged up in Hong Kong, Australia, and Shanghai. They were lower in Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand. This is NPR News. The National Association for Business Economics expects 2010 to be a good year. President Lynn Reeser says the group's 48 forecasting experts have a more optimistic outlook compared to a month ago when they saw an end to the recession. Reeser says the panel sees stronger growth, which will translate into new employment opportunities within the next 6 months. The bones of one of France's most famous writers and thinkers, Albert Camus, are stirring up trouble for French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Frank Browning has more from Paris.
Camus died almost 50 years ago, but now rightist President Nicolas Sarkozy wants the remains of the author to be transferred from a simple gravesite to the hallowed Pantheon, where the great men of French letters and ideas are stowed to promote national patrimony. Camus was a key existentialist thinker and author of such famous works as The Rebel and The Plague. Camus' son, however, is adamantly opposed to moving his father's remains. He says that everything his father ever stood for was antagonistic to state authority, and that he would have abhorred being monumentalized at the Pantheon, much less by a politician of Sarkozy's stripe. Camus' daughter, who has charge of her father's estate, is reportedly not opposed to the transfer. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
Federal nuclear regulatory officials say there is no public health risk from the small amount of radiation that leaked from Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island nuclear plant. About 150 workers were sent home on Saturday when radiation was detected. Specialist John White says there's no sign that radiation at the plant came close to exceeding regulatory limits. The unit was shut down for refueling in late October. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.